It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and our Voice of the Valley is brought to you by Moore Engineering. And we are in Medora, and we have a very special guest on our Voice of the Valley today, the 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt. Thank you for joining us today, Mr. President.
I'm delighted to be with you and the listeners, and of course, the Voice of the Valley today is in the Valley of the Little Missouri.
That's right. We are literally here in Medora in the Little Missouri, overlooking the Jaden Terrace and the Medora musical. And of course, big tributes to you over the years with the musical and really the whole town of Medora. You must be honored.
Of course, it's the gateway to Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and I like the sound of that. My life and legacy are associated with the national parks. This is the only national park named for an individual. I'm quite proud to have that be my name. We're celebrating this coming year 75 years of the Theodore Roosevelt National Memorial Park. Of course, every year we do the Medora musical, and the life and legacy of Theodore Roosevelt as Badlands Rancher and Rough Rider in the war in Cuba come to life. But you know, Mr. Ernest, they do not allow me near the musical. The producers have seen me dance and heard me sing. So they allow me every afternoon, Tuesday through Sunday, at the Old Town Hall Theater to have a short matinee at 3:30 Mountain Time. It's called the Teddy Roosevelt Show, and I tell stories from my ranching adventures here in the Badlands and stories about my life and my family. And the best part of the program on a hot summer day is the air conditioning.
You've got to check it out. Again, get to the Old Town Theater in Medora to check out Mr. President Theodore Roosevelt. It's a great presentation. I did get a chance to check it out, and I want to give you kudos, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you kindly. And of course, here in Medora, it's odd that in this modern age, the best way to get to Medora is not just Interstate 94, but Medora.com. You can find out everything about Medora. And part of the future of Medora, of course, is the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum, planned for the same campus plateau on which the musical is found. 93 acres, formerly federal grasslands, some foundation and private property assembled that in 2025, hopefully July 4th, will cut the ribbon on a presidential library unlike any other. For after experiencing the library, the museum, you'll be able to go out the back door and on horseback or mountain bike or hiking, enjoy the Mottahay Trail and the beauty of the Badlands, where we believe that that cattle and horses will graze on the grounds of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. And we could not do it without all of the people of North Dakota, most especially those who listen to the Voice of the Valley.
Oh, I tell you, that is fantastic. You once said that you would not have been president of the United States if it weren't for North Dakota. Where else would we put it but Mr. President right here?
Look forward to seeing you and your listeners return time and again to Medora, where the times are legendary.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The honor and delight are mine. All the best.
There is President, the 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, our guest on our Voice of the Valley from Medora, overlooking the beautiful Jaden Terrace. Our Voice of the Valley brought to you by Moore Engineering.